ואילה המשפוטים אשר תוסי נפניהן כי סיגנה עבד עברי שש שונים יבוי. The parsha of Eved Ivri, three times in the Torah you have the parsha of Eved Ivri. In Parshas Mishpotim, in Parshas Behar, at the end of Ayikra, and in the Dvorim. And Chazal went up that the one in Parshas Mishpotim and the one in Dvorim is talking about Machlok Bezdin, and the one in Vayikra is talking about Moichar Atzmai. Over here we're talking about a Machlok Bezdin, they're selling him because he stole and he doesn't have money to pay back. Now in Eved Ivri is nikna with Kesef or with Shtar. It's not possible that the Shaila and the Gears and the Rambam is a Machru Bezdin Nikne Bishtar. Because the past is Machru Bezdin, the whole Matorah is Taka for Kesef. Abavinavi, he's Nikne with Kesef of Bishtar. And the Pasuk says that there's a concept of growing Kesef. There's a Shaila, is growing Kesef, it's a Machloikis Rishonim. Tosis Rid brings down Kedushin of Chafalik. He brings it a machloikis between the Rabbeinu Tam against the Tosis Rid. There's no Tosis about it, but Rabbeinu Tam brings, the Tosis Rid brings this machloikis. If you buy an Eved with a shtar, is there also growing kesef? Or maybe the whole musik of growing kesef is only if you coin it with kesef. Now an Eved Ivri doesn't go for Yerusha. If the Adon died, Mises HaAdon is one of the Yitzias. He goes at B'Sheish, he goes at B'Yoivel, and he goes at the Mises HaAdon. Now the Gemara says in Kedushin, the Gemara learns out, and Daf Yud Zayin, that Eved Ivri Oyved Es HaBen. Bazundar is that he's Oyved Es HaBen. The Eino Oyved Es HaBas, V'loy Es HaAch. If there's a son, the son Yarsh is the Eved Ivri. If there's no son, there's no din of Yerusha's Bas, Ach, and all the other Yarshas. The Minchas Chinuch says a big Chiddush, what does it mean Eved Ivri Oyved Es HaBen? He said it's not the Peshat, it's in Yerusha. The Emes, there's no Yerusha on Eved Ivri. There's not even Yerusha's HaBen. Now there's a special new din, Eved Ivri Oyved Es HaBen. It's not the regular Gedarim of Yerusha. Lulei the Minchas Chinuch, you could have learned that the Torah said there's no Yerusha by Bas and Ach and Av, but when there's a Ben, you go with the regular rule of Yerusha. Minchas Chinuch says no, it's a new din as Oyved Es HaBen. And at Kamina Ladina, he says a Chiddush, a Bechor doesn't get Pishnayim. We know by Yerusha, Bechor gets Pishnayim. Zot the Minchas Chinuch, by an Eved Ivri, a Bechor doesn't get Pishnayim. Because it's a special din Oyved Es HaBen, he's a Ben like any other Ben. Another Chiddush, he says, Ladina, if there's a Tumtum or an Androgynous, the Odoin left has a child that's a Tumtum or Androgynous. Normally, Sopik by Yerusha, Misopik, you keep it by the Yerush, Cheskes Mori Kama, the Yerush is the Mori Kama. But over here, Be'emeth is known in Yerusha. It's a special din, Oyved Es HaBen. If you're a Vadai Ben, then the Eved Ivri will work for you. If it's a Tumtum or Androgynous, so you can't be Zaycha, Misopik, the Eved Ivri will be God free. Because there is no din Yerusha, it's a special din, only Oyved Es HaBen. Based on this Chiddush, the Menchas Chiddush wants to go back there, he said there's no din of Bechor Pishnayim. He says, he wants to answer a kasha, a famous kasha that a lot of Achroinim ask. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Dav Kuf Chav Zayin, the Gemara says, it's the Yisoid of Yakir. A person is Neman to say, Zev Beni Bechori, this is my son the Bechor. Yakir, the father can point out and be Neman that that son is the Bechor. In fact, the Gemara asks in Baba Basra Kuf Chav Zayin, what's the Chiddush? A father can give his nechassim to whoever he wants. He can say, if he doesn't want to go with regular Yerusha, he can say, this son should get two times as much, this son should get this much. He can give whatever he wants. So what's the chiddush that he's neman to say this is the Bechor? He's anyways neman. He can do what he wants. The Gemara says it's an afkimina by Goyses. Fregen achroinim, why can't you say it's an afkimina by Eved Ivri? Eved Ivri, you can't just give it to who you want. By Eved Ivri, it will be negay. When they yarsh it, that he's never to say, Zebeni Bechori, that the Bechor would get a double portion of the Eved Ivri. That's the kash the Achroinim has. Not the Menchus Chilich, but my Chiddush is not shver. By Eved Ivri, a Bechor, Taki doesn't get Pishnai. It's a special thing of Oyved Es HaBen, he doesn't get Pishnai. Rav Shimon Shkop also says this Chiddush, that an Eved Ivri doesn't get Pishnai, but he says a different Hezber. He says a Taich, there's many kinds of yarshim. Ben, Bas, Ach, Av. Dr. Shimon Shkop, one of the Yarshim is called Bechor. A Bechor gets a Pishnayim because he's a Ben, he's also a Bechor. Dr. Lo'olam, you don't have to say like the Menchus Chinuch. When it says, Eved Ivri Oyved Es HaBen, Avada together of Yerusha, the Torah kept Dina Yerusha, that it does go to a Ben, be Yerusha. It's not a new Din of Ben. But only Ben, not Bas, not Ach, and not Bechor. Bechor is an under a kind of Yerush. And a Bechor doesn't Yarshin, an Eved Ivri. So the Bechor will also just Yarshin, one portion. Like him also, it's Miyoshev that it's not din of Bechayra whenever it's a special din of Ben. Lamaisa Tapela signed him in his Chinuch and Arab Shimon. It's often a Gemara in Nazir, not like that. The Gemara says in Nazir that there's a concept of someone being megalach on the Ziras Aviv, and over there the Gemara says that the Bechor has to do Pishnaim. Over there it's a Bezunder within, only Ben is megalach on the Ziras Aviv. A Bat is not megalach on the Ziras Aviv. And over there it says that a Bechor that gets Pishnaim. So now we're back Shver, we have the Acharonim's Kasha. It's Negei, the din of Yakir, that you're Nema, that this is a Bechor, that you should get a Bechor Pishnaim. So Rabbi Shmuel Leib, he said a different teretz, and it would stem for Nazir also, he said, that over there you don't say it, he says a word, an Eved Ivri is, you only own him for the Malacha, not the Etzem Guf, and therefore it's Roy, and Ein HaBachar Noitel B'Roy Kiva Musa. A Bachar doesn't get B'Roy, and therefore the Bachar wouldn't get Pishnayim in the Eved Ivri. Now we know that there's two kinds of an Eved Ivri. There's Moichar Atmoy, which is in Parshas Bahar and Yikro, and there's Mochru Bezden. The Gemara read Zorf Arichas and Kedushin in the beginning of Nadaf Yidalit, that Tesvav, that there are nafkaminas between a Meichar Atman and a Meichar Bezdin. One nafkamina, the Gemara says, only Meichar Bezdin is Nimkar L'Shesh, like it says over here in our parsha, Shesh Shonim Yavoy. A Meichar Atman is not L'Shesh. What does it mean a Meichar Atman is not L'Shesh? The lesson of the Gemara is, Meichar Bezdin is Nimkar L'Shesh. Meichar Atman Nimkar L'Shesh vi Yoyser Mishesh. What's meant us? So Machloik is Rashi and Ritva Penorot and Kedushin Yidalit. Rashi learns that a Moicher Atmoy also, stop if you sell him, it's for 6 years. The difference is you're allowed to make it tonight, it should be for more. I'm Adam and a Stam, it's 6 years. The Ritva goes extreme. The Ritva says no. When you sell a Moicher Atmoy Stam, it's for Yoyho. There's Bechlau no concept of Shesh. Rashi holds there is a concept of Shesh by Moicher Atmoy also. Now you could override it. Moicher Bezdin must be Shesh. Moicher Atmoy, I mean a Stam is Shesh, but you could override it. The Ritva says no, there's no concept of Shesh. Moicher Atmoy Stam is still Yoyho. Benet is another machloikas Rashi Ritva, which is Lushitasle Lachayra. Can you sell a Moicher Atmoy for less than Shesh? Rashi says no, only for more than Shesh. L'Shesh v'yetra Shesh. The Ritva holds you could sell it for less than Shesh also. According to the Ritva, because there is no such thing as Shesh. Not the Lishmak, the Lashon of the Gemara like the Ritva. Nimka L'Shesh v'yetra Shesh. That there is a Pesavera Shesh. That's the Lashon of Gemara. But on the other hand, it's a Pella on Rashi. Where's the Makar that a Moicher Atmoy sold for Shesh? The reason the Gemara says that a Moicher Atmoy is not Nimka L'Shesh, because it only says Shesh by Moicher Bezdin. And the Gemara says that it's a Machloket. Do you make a Gzeri Shav or a Hekesh or not? If you don't, so where's Bechlal? Why should the Stam be Shesh? Why should that be the... Maybe since Moicher Bezdin is Shesh, so there's an Unden of a Stomach, you assume it means Shesh. But that's one issue, that a Moicher Atmoy is not L'Shesh. Another Nafkamina the Gemara learns out is the din of Imadoin of Yitan L'Isha. Says that by our parsha, Madoin of Yitan L'Isha, once again, Zokti Gemara, it's a Machloket Tanon, but Zokti Gemara is a Man Yomar, only a Moicher Bezdin is Im Adoin of Yitam Laisha is Moisel Leshifcha Kananis. Moicher Atmoy, there's no din of Moisel Leshifcha Kananis. What does it mean that Moicher Atmoy doesn't get Shifcha Kananis? Once again, it's a Machlekes Rashi and Ritva. Yes, no, there's a Shaykhah here. Rashi says, it's Osir. A Moicher Atmoy is Osir B'Shifcha Kananis. That's him, it's a big Chiddush. And Avidiri is a regular Yid. And this Torah was Matir B'Shifcha Kananis. Only a Moicher Bezdin. A Moicher Atmoy is Osir in a Shifcha Kananis. The Ritva says no, and the Ritva says along the Shetaina. He said, Avada Moicher Atmoy is also mutter in a Shifcha Kananis. The difference is that a Moicher Bezdin, you can force him. In Adoin of Yitan La'isha, you're allowed to force him to take a Shifcha Kananis. By a Moicher Atmoy, you can't force him. But Avada is a din that's mutter in a Shifcha Kananis. Zok the Ritva, a Tain and Lundis. He said, an Eved Ivri is Gufay Tane, and therefore, it is given a Kenyan, and that Kenyan is what allows him to be mutter. Zok the Ritva, what, a Moicher Atmoy is a different kind of Kenyan than Moicher Bezdin. It's the same gather of Kenyan. The type of kinyan that you own in the Eved Ivri is the kind of kinyan that allows him, even though he's Jewish, to be mutter in a Shifcha Kananis. But Moicher Atmoy and Moicher Bezdin is cholot b'yisoidom, that Moicher Bezdin has the heter, Moicher Atmoy doesn't have the heter. Can't be the heter. Avada, Eved Ivri is Eved Ivri is Eved Ivri. And Eved Ivri is mutter in a Shifcha. The only difference between a Moicher Bezdin and a Moicher Atmoy is that a Moicher Bezdin, you can force him to take the Shifcha, and a Moicher Atmoy you can't force him. But that it shouldn't have the heter of Shifcha Kananis, he's also an Eved Ivri. Rashi's chaylik. Rashi holds that you can say there's a chilik. A Meicher Bezdin has its gedarm, its mutter b'shifcha kananis. A Meicher Atmoy has under a gedarm. But you can go a step further, and here's where it gets stuck. There's another tanai. Even a Meicher Bezdin, who you're allowed to give a shifcha kananis, l'kuli alma. There's a tanai that we learn out. It's only if he already has a wife. Only an evidently that already has a previous wife. Yesh la ishu banim. Then you can have a shifcha kananis. What does that mean? When he doesn't have ishu banim. So most of Shaitim say, when he doesn't have Yishu Banim, you can't force him to take any Shifcha Kananis. But about it's mutter, He's the same Eved Ivri, because he doesn't have a wife. It's a different kind of Eved Ivri. The Rambam goes, no. The Rambam says, if he doesn't have Yishubonim, he's Osir B'Shivcha Kananus. Here it's even a little more sticky. Klapi the Ritzvah's Taina. An Eved Ivri that has a wife from before, he's a Zak kind of Eved Ivri. He's Mutter in a Shivcha. An Eved Ivri that doesn't have a wife from before is Osir in a Shivcha. As I spoke to Rambam, it's fair to say that it's not an under a kind of Eved Ivri. The Emes is, there's a whole tumult on this Indian. We know the Gemara says, Mamzerim Yechayl Only Tire. And the Eitz is that he should go steal and then get sold as an Eved Ivri and then he can marry Shifcha Kananis and that's when I have kids. Why did the Gemara say he should go steal and get married? Like the Ritva, that even a Meicher Atma is Mutter in a Shifcha Kananis, let him just sell himself as an Eved Ivri. Like Rashi, he has to go steal and get sold. A Meicher Atma is not Mutter in a Shifcha Kananis. But like the Ritva, it should be a much simpler thing. Let him sell himself and make up with the Odin, of course, that he should give him a Shifcha Kananis. And why did the Gemara say he steals? I'm not sure, but the Emes anyway, the Gemara is a Pella, because the only time you give a Shifcha Kananis is if he already has a wife. So what does it mean, Mamzerim Yechayim Letayar, where did his first wife come from? And he says, he's not, he married somebody, I mean, the first time he married him, I'm there. And even if he did the time, he should have born him, he had Mamzer kids also. And then he'll get the Heter having good. Vim Omar Yoimar Ho'evit. If he says, he wants to become a nirtza, we let him say a nirtza. Rabbi Chanan Vassaman in Kaibit Shiurim, he brings a verse from Rabbi Shul Leib Diskin. There's a lashon of the Medrash in Parshas Veschanon. The Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu was davening to go into Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ahavti et Adoini, es ishti ves bonai. The Medrash says, Ahavti et Adoini, zu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ves ishti zu HaToyra. That's Bonai, Zu Yisrael, I love them. And therefore, Lo Yaseh Chofshi, I don't want to go free. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered them back, Al Toysev Daber Eilai, Oid Bazofer Azeh. Don't say that. Moshe Rabbeinu was davening, Vaschana. Zog Rabbi Shua Leib, Moshe Rabbeinu was coming with the Koyach HaToyra. And he had a rightful taina that he deserves to stay with Kalal Yisrael. He wants to be a Nirza. There's a din of Nirza. Ahavti Yis Adoini, Yis Ishti Ves Bonai. He's an Eved, right? Eved Nevon Karotavoy. Moshe Rabbeinu's the Eved, and he says, Ahavti Yis Adoini, Yis Ishti Ves Bonai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, the Torah. And I, Lo Yaseh Chofshi. So Hashem said, Al Toysev Daber Eilai, don't say it again. The din is that a Nirza that says it twice, in Omar Yoimar, the Gemara says in Kedushin, that's Bavala, on the day, in Omar Yoimar Eved, Achi Yoimar B'Yashana, to become a Nirza, you have to request it twice. So, Zokta HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, don't say it again. If you'll say it again, you'll talk to become a Nirza with Koyach HaTorah, Lo Yaseh Chofshi, you're a Nirza, Ba'avodai Lo Ha'ilom. And you'll be able to stay forever. So Hashem said, I'm asking you, don't say it again. Al Pidin, if you'll say it again, you'll be a Nirza, and you'll talk to be able to stay. As I Zokra Bishmu Leib, I saw a different shot in the Parades Yosef, that Moshe Rabbeinu was asking for another 50 years. He wants to, be like a Nirza, he wants to stay for 50 years. So Hashem said, Al Toysev Davarelai, a regular person lives 70. You already lived an extra 50 years till 120. You want another Yoivel? Al Toysev Davarelai. You already got your extra Hitzav of 50. Akoponim, the Nirza says, Ahasti as Ishti, that's Bonai, Lo Yaseh Chofshi. The Gemara learns out that the only time you could request to be a Nirza is if you have Ishu Bonim from the Shifcha. Not that you were previously married, that's already you needed before to get the Shifcha. But now the only time you could request Nirza, if it's Ahasti as Ishti, that's Bonai, the Gemara says really you need four things. That the Eved Ivri has a wife and children from the Shifcha Kananis. And also the Gemara learns out, Hu Dumi to the Eved, that only if the Odin has a wife and kids. Only when the Odin has a wife and kids, because it says as Beischa, only then could you request the din of Nirza. Now, Papakis, the Gemara says that the Odin also must have a wife and kids. A lot of Rishonim say it's enough that he has just a wife. It doesn't mean that he has kids. But the Gevurah Sari, in the beginning of Makis, he names on that Avada, the Odin also has to have a wife and kids, because it says Beischa. So Frektik Vursari, we know it says by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur that he was Mechaper, he made a carbon, he was Mechaper, and it says Beisoy Zu Ishtoy, and therefore we learn out that the Kohen Gadol must have a wife. There's even a man, the Yomar, Maskina La'isha Acheret, you have to make sure he has a wife, and he makes a Gerushin with a Tanai in case one of them dies, he'll have another wife. It's a whole Cheshbon, it's very important, the Kohen Gadol, it's Ma'aka Beischa, he should have a wife. Frektik Vursari, over here we darshan Beischa, that the Odin has to have a wife and kids. Loi Matsonu, that by Kohen Gadol, when it says Beisoy, that the Kohen Gadol has to have a wife and kids, it's enough that he has a wife. Why by Beisoy, by Kohen Gadol, is it enough he should have a wife? What is Beis? I mean, a wife and kids? Or just a wife? So you could say maybe over here it says S Beis Chah, so it's Mar the kids also. Then the Gemara says the Gevaldik Harifus. He says, Avada normally Beis Soi, Beis Chah means the wife and kids. And that's what they have in Ivri. And in Kol Torah Kula, Beis Soi would mean a wife and kids. Only by Kilchus Koyin Gadol, over there, the Chippur al Beis Soi means only a wife. Why? It's up there, because by Aaron HaKoyin, the first Koyin Gadol, a Koyin Gadol brings two carbonus. One for his Chippur Badai of Ad Beis Soi, and then another carbon for Gans Koyhanim, for all the Koyhanim, and then for Gans Kalei Yisrael. The first is one for Beis Soi, and then for the Koyhanim. Who were the other Koyhanim when Aaron was the Koyin Gadol? His son and his grandchildren, and Bnei Panim Harayim Kibonim. If Beis Soi means a wife and kids, so when it says V'chiper Ba'adayu Ba'ad Beis Soi, it automatically is going to mean his wife and his kids and his grandchildren, Bnei Panim, and then there's no other Koyhanim to be Mechaper the other carbon. Obviously, over there, Beis Soi must mean just the wife. Now, we're not Megalot to call it Terukula, it implies that Avada normally Beis Soi means a wife and kids. By Koyin Gadol, it must be that the V'chiper Ba'ad Beis Soi only means a wife. Because there has to be something else, the other carbon is Mechaper. Akoponim, though, you see that the concept of Beis Soi means Bnei Panim also. I saw in a safer one that Mamash Apella declares, what about this din, that the Nirtza has to have a wife and kids? What if he doesn't have kids, but he has Bnei Panim? Is Bnei Panim also a kiyum of the din that he has to have a wife and kids? Let's say he doesn't have kids, his kids die, but he has Bnei Panim. It's a tois. We're talking about that Eved Ivri had a wife and children from the Shifcha Kananis. He's only there for 6 years the first time around. There's not Negei, the style of clearing of Bnei Panim, Arayim Kibonim, Lagabi the Eved Ivri. Lagabi the Odoi maybe. But Lagabi the Eved Ivri itself is not Gemot, that it should be Bnei Panim. So he asks to become a Nirtza. The Rotza Adoyna Bes Oznoi Ba'amarteya, Chazal learn out the Gemara Kedushin, Oznoi V'loi Ozno. That an Omer Friya cannot become a Nirtza. There's a Kutza. Then there's a lot of kashas on this. There's a lot of other reasons why it's not shaykh for an Omer Friya to become a Nirtza. First of all, a Nirtza has to say a Haftiyas Ishti Bet Bonai, and that's Ma'akiv. So it's not emote that by an Omer Friya. Also, there's a drosha of Gneva Soy, the loy Gneva So. You only sell a man for a Gneva. You don't sell a lady. So you can't be talking about an Omer Friya, Oznoi Veloy Oznoi, when you get a lady that stole. Elamites that the father sold her as an Amma. So that's a Moichar Atmoy. A Moichar Atmoy is not Nirtza anyway. So how is the Shaykh that anyways have thought that there should be Nirtza? Also, Pashas on Mabri is a Ketana. Frek the Chazunish. Why do you need a Drosha? She's not her own Balabas that she could decide to become a Nirtza. What? It means that the father decided that she should stay a Nirtza. There's a Shaylan Achroinim in the Gedder of Nirtza. And it's really telling another Shaila, but they clear the Shaila. We know in Eved Ivri he's nicknamed the Kesef, the Shtar, for 6 years. Then he becomes a Nirtza and he works till Yoivo. What does it mean a Nirtza? The Maitza Ritziya is a Maitza Kinyan, putting his hole through his ear. That's a Maitza Kinyan, like we have Kinyan Kesef, Shtar, Hazoka. There's a Kinyan Nirtza, the Maitza Ritziya, to give us the Maitza Kinyan. Oidil Mano, when you do the Nirtza, the original Kinyan now continues on until Yoivo. Nirtza is just a way of continuing it. And that Chakira, I didn't say I'm going to say it, but that's what's Tullian. There's a Shiloh B'chla whenever you're selling Eved Ivri. Really, let's say you're selling him to Yoivu. No, rather, when it comes Sheish, there's a stop to it. Or no, you're only selling him for 6 years. Why decide you're only selling him for 6 years? Then you must learn that Nirtza is a new Maitza Kinyan. You're making a new Maitza Kinyan. And that's the Lashon of the Mishnah. Nirtza Nikna Beritziya. That's the Lashon of the Mishnah. Nirtza Nikna Beritziya. But if you learn that really the Kinyan is forever, no, Sheish is a Matkiya, then you could learn that when you do the Ritziya, you're just continuing on the Cheshbon. Now it says really that a Nirtza is Vavodei La'oilam, but on the other hand, we learn out that it says, the Pasuk says that Eved Ivri goes out by Yoivel. So Chazal learn out, La'oilam means La'oilam Shel Yoivel. Esher Avort, it's all the reason to, but just the Avort itself, there's a few Pesukim that an Eved Ivri goes out by Yoivel. One of them Chazal say is that Eved Ivri goes out by Yoivel even if it's during the 6 years. Even if it's during Sheish, if it hits Yoivel, you go out. Then there's another thing that a Nirtza goes out by Yoivel. It's possible that it's two different dinim. The din of Nirtza going out by Yoivel is really that a Nirtza works forever. Yoivel comes and is mafkia. Mashenkin, the din by Sheish, that he goes out by Yoivel, there, it's metchili, you're only sold until Yoivel. And there's rai flakana l'klam. I want to say one interesting rai from the Pesukim itself. It's Pesukim that we learn out that Nirtza goes out by Yoivel, the Pesukim in Parshas Bahar. But if you look carefully at the Pesukim, the Pasuk that Gemara learns out that a regular Eved Ivri goes out by Yoivel is in the Parsha of Eved Ivri, of Moichar Atzmai. The pasuk that says that an extra pasuk that we don't have that a nirta goes out by Yovel is in the pesukim of Yovel. Nothing to do with Eved Ivri. The pesukim of Yovel. And I think that's the touch. Hilchos Eved Ivri says that a regular Eved of Sheish goes out by Yovel. That's Dina Eved Ivri. He's only sold to Yovel. By a nirta, no. Hilchos Eved Ivri says Vavodei La'olam. Taka La'olam. Then there's a nuzah in Hilchos Yovel. It says that it goes out by Yovel. It's a pasuk in the dinim of Yovel, not in the pesukim of Eved Ivri. Mitzad the gedorim of Eved Ivri would go out, he would taka work forever. That's why taka says loyvel. Now because of the gilui of Hilchos Yovel, vavodei loyvel. Ad kedei kach, there's a shayla. The Meshech Chokma talks about this. Makoros and Rishonim. If a person became a nirta in the time when Yovel was noyik, and then Yovel was bottle, he stays a nirta forever. Because there's really a din vavodei loyvel. Now Yovel comes in makia. So there are long varsin. Did Yovel that come into it? So you see, quarter that together. The chiyodet ish arei eyu lahargai ba'arma me'im mid v'chiti kachenu vamos. And the next pasuk is umaki ove be'imai moisi yumos. The chiddo says that the hemshich in these psukim, there's three inyanim in these psukim, and there's one thing that they have all in common. Very interesting. First is the din of reitzeach, then the be'im mid v'chiti is the inyanim of karbonos, and then maki ove be'imai. The gemara in chulin daf yud aleph is looking for the makar. How do you know you go bust a roiv? The nolan does lean and bust a roiv. And the Gemara tries a lot of different makaris that have slugged them. But some of the makaris the Gemara brings, first is from Ritzicha. How do you know if you kill somebody a chayiv? Maybe he was already a treifa. Teretz Yisraimachan roiv. How could you be makar of certain karbonis? An oil of it. You're makar of it completely on them as bayah. Maybe it was a treifa. Yisraimachan roiv. Maki ovi v'imoi. How do you know it's your father? Your mother, you know for sure who it is. Adam could say this, so she gave birth to you. How do you know it's your father? You go by Saroy. Roy Vila Sakharabal. That's the hemshik of these psukim that all these three in Yonim, Ritzicha, Karbonis, and Hakos of Imoy, are all Geboit of Roy. Now, by Mak of Imoy, Be'evis, Tois is already asked in Chulin over there, maybe it's Al Cheskas Kashrus, Cheskas Tzadekis. How do you know that's Al Saroy? Maybe it's because you're saying on a Chazoka. And Be'evis, the Yerushalmi in Kedushin Taka says, how do you know that you're allowed to kill based on Chazoka? Maki of Imoy, and you're saying on the Chazoka. Not quite if Yerushalmi means Cheskas Tzadekis or a different Chazoka. But you see, it goes out Chazoka, then it wouldn't be right to Roy. Nishkeferos, that's not the maskona from Roiv anyway. The Gemara says it's not a raya from over there. It's shayach a case that, you know, vavada is the father. The Gemara works out if it's shayach such a case. Now, the Maitre is also another pasuk. Mikala of the imay maisumas. Why didn't the Gemara learn that from here that you go bust a Roiv? The Gemara learned that from Maka of the imay. So, pasuk, because Maka of the imay came first. But could be it technically. Mikala of the imay is not a raya that you go bust a Roiv. It's possible even if you don't know who your father is, even if you don't go bust a Roiv. You're not Slaymach on Roiv. But a guy can say, he's Makal, his father. Who's his father? He doesn't know. Whatever he is, Ichbin HaMakal. But Maka Ova V'Ima, you have to go ahead. You're going to hit everyone in the world. Maka Ova V'Ima, it's only Gemal if you're going to be Slaymach on Roiv. If you do it, that they ask Reb Chaim, Duchzachas claim kind. It says, Ova V'Imer Leidavar, V'Ima Imer Leidavar. You listen to your father. Lachari, you should listen to the mother. The mother's a Vada Yechiv. And the father's only a Yechiv of Roiv. Pashid Roiv is Machriya like a Vada. Oh, but that's what he asked. So he said, that's the biggest Kibbutz aim, to be Machabed the father, to show the mother that you take a trust that he's the father. To go be Machabed the mother first, because of a Cheshmet that she's Vada and he's not, does a Mishkin Kibbutz aim. Now on my side, there's a Shaila, it's Pashid. Your father tells you to do something, it's a Chiv of Kibbutz Av. Let's say you want to learn instead, but your father tells you to do something, Avadi, you should go do it. You have to be machaber and machila mashkeu. You're only slaymach and roiv when it's not equal of ruray. L'chayr, nowadays it's equal of ruray. There's such a thing called DNA testing. Maybe a person should, why not? You have to know, why not? Correct for us nicht. That there's no inyan that a person should take a check. Make sure to take a body's father, otherwise, it's not kaminis. Otherwise, he doesn't have the essay of kibbutz. He could take it, didn't learn. You have to know, or do whatever he was doing before. You have to know why you don't say equal of ruray on the inyan of roiv. Yeah, so the grace of Baba Kama, though, the learning chain of Baba Kama, under a zachan that we didn't tap on. He called Hakosha Eim Bashova Pruta. We know that a person hits, he pays Nedek Sari Bashavis Boshas. But if you give Hakosha Eim Bashova Pruta, then you get Malchus. Normally, you don't get Malchus to the moment part of the Malchus. But if you give Hakosha Eim Bashova Pruta, the Murray the Gazak, the Valley Musa Shreth out, he didn't do Kamat nothing. The Tsar and the Ripoy and the Nedek Shavis Boshas all together is less than a Pruta. When a Dem Kunstik left, you see how Choymer, the Yom Machaveri, for that Kleina Klep, there wasn't even a proof to work. And Yechai already Malkus our boy. You have Bo, to give from Shari. Eyu. Sengeret, the Alazakim of Sengeret. Epsom again, under in Yonah. Kiyignav ish Shari, Seu, Tvokha, Macharai, the Hagdoma from Meruba Epsom. Chamisha Vokha, Yishal, in Tachas Ashor, Ba'ar, Betzoy, in Tachas Aseh. You pay 4 by a se and 5 by a shor, right? A ganav pays kefal. But if he's tavachu machar and starish bechet, he pays dollars a head. Is a chakira? Is he paying really keren kefal plus, a, let's say by a se, you pay 4. Is it keren kefal plus another 2? Or it's keren plus another 3? This rise in Gemara lakan and lakan, that's actually the element then. Oh, but is the Gemara in the stomach, the oil won't get to one that I intest on the base? Actually. Oh, but the Gemara says that I intest on the base, Omer of Meir. Boy re'e kama godel koicha shel malacha. Shor she bitlein in malacha b'chomesh. Se she loy bitlein in malacha b'arba. A shor you pay 5, a se you only pay 4. Why? Because by a shor you mavatel the owner from malacha that he was using the shkal from malacha. And because of the bitl malacha you deserve to pay more. G'doy le malacha. The Gemara continues, Omer ab yoichem ben zakai, a different shot. Boy re'e kama godel kovid abriyas. Shor she hoylech b'ragel of chamisha. Sesher, kivi al ksefe arba. You bowed by the se, you had to carry it on your shoulders and you got this yoinis. So we give you hanoch. We give you 20% off. And you only pay 4. L'chari, this machloikis, they're arguing. It doesn't stim, Rabbi Yair and Rabbi Yechman and Zakei. They're beside arguing. L'chari, the way I understand it, what be'etem should a person pay by going up the tabach v'mocher? Rabbi Meir says, be'emes v'chiv is 4. But because by sure there was bitul malacha, we added extra knesh to the chiv. Rabbi Yechman and Zakei saying, faket. Be'emes v'chiv is 5. Because of the bizyoinis, we give you off. You can't hold a boat shot, and what be'emes is v'chiv? 4.5? Nishmas Tavar. And therefore I have a horror on Targum Yoinis and Ben Uziel, up in Arad, he brings both shot. He says, you pay 5 by shor because of the bitul malacha, and you pay 4 by tzayin because of the bizyoinis that you have. V'chiv and Zogin Beidah. L'chayr, if you go with bitul malacha, really it's 4, not bitul malacha, it's moisif 1. If you go with bizyoinis, really the chiyav is 5, you go down because of the bizyoinis. How can Targum Yoinis and bring both shotim at the same time? The Marsha, up in Arda, that Vayin Tef, he has a kasha. What if you steal a very small cow that wasn't doing malacha? Maybe then you should pay, like the pshat of malacha. Maybe then you should pay 4, really, like, because the chiyav is really 4, now the bitul malacha jumps you to 5. Maybe then you should only pay 4 if you steal a small cow, like Rav Meir, that does bitul malacha. So up there, the cow is going to grow up and eventually do malacha, so there's bitul malacha. But then, frektim arsha, good. But what about like the other man, the bizyoinis? If you steal a small cow, you had to carry it. So there was bizyoinis. So you should not pay 5. Because you go up because of the bizyoinis. Zoktim arsha, loy plug. Loy plug. Interesting, the marikat, the shita, he has an interesting kasha. He says, even not by tabachu macher. He asks, that if you go with kovid abriyas, he says, every time you steal a set, you should pay 3 times, even if you're not tabachu macher. Since you see by shor that you pay kefel, and you stole a set, and you had bizyoinis from carrying it. No, he asked like this. No, he asked that really a shor should be 3. Since it says 2, and there was bizyoinis, shor should be 3. Mod nasar kasha, maybe the etnam nechiv is 2. And if anything, you should ask it the other way. You should ask it out the cheshbon of the... of the bitul malacha, a shor should go up. That's what he should ask. But you see also, he took it literal. You have the cheshbon in you. Now the problem is, there's a different marsha in Yuma, daf chof beizam al-alef. The marsha is talking about Dovid HaMelech. Dovid HaMelech deserved an oinish, right? After the Avera, that the Nosan HaNavi told him, it's gzeilas kistas harosh, and he deserves an oinish, and therefore he got nitzareya, plus 4 of his children died. So he was locked by Arba Bonim, Zokta Barsha. Why? Because by a Gneva of Tzoyin, you have to pay Karen plus another 4. And that's why, since by when you steal a set, you have to pay Karen plus another 4, that's why David HaMelech himself was Nanish plus 4 of his children. And the Pella is, it's Mefurish that a set only pays 4, which is Karen plus another 3. We can't have Barsha always speaking. Therefore, David was Nanash Kemishpat HaSeh Karen Ba'oid Arba. So I was clearing. If you go according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that be'emes techiv is 5, but after bezioinus you go down, so here, you don't have that cheshbon, maybe there's other bezioinus in you, but not the bezioinus of the carrying, so the other tackle would stay by 5. Let Rav Meir not, because let Rav Meir be'emes techiv is 4, a shor goes up. But let Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that the chiyuv is really five. Now after the zionis you go down, so then after the zionis the loy Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that really it's five. Now because of the zionis you go down over here where there's no cheshem zionis, chasana that by a set, it won't be five. As though you have gavot clearance and for the marsha. Now I hold it to steer in the marsha, because the marsha after it in Baba Kama, that by a small cow, since there's zionis you should go up to five, and he said, no, loy plug, you stay by four. No, because of the Genesis, you go down to four. He says, no, light plug, you stay by five, by a small cow. There should be the same light plug over here. That light plug by its sign, that sign should only be four. How could the Marsha and Yuma say that by its sign, the din is five? Five is a steer in the Marsha. The sugi of Meitav, Meitav Sedeyu, it says by the chain for Regal, Meitav Karmi, Meitav Sedeyu, we learn that from the Rishova, Tachas, Nesina, Yishal, and Kesef, that all the Chavdal, Rabbis, Nazik, and Pei Meitav, this 3.5 lot Gemara, which we already did, of an extra reminder that we didn't handle. Rav Avrom Yafin once met Rav Chaim Oizer Gudzinski, and Rav Chaim Oizer told him that he wrote a sefer. The Achiezer, Rav Chaim Oizer said, on it, he was made on himself, on a sefer, my sefer is shlish idis, shlish beinidis, shlish ziburis. That's what he said about his sefer. Some of the shtiklacha, mamish idis, a third of the shtiklacha, beinidis, a third of the shtiklacha ziburis. So Rav Avrom Yafin told him, this is no like the man the Omer Bishaloi Hein Shaman. Rabbi like the man the Omer Bishal Oilam Hein Shaman, then the ganze sefer is Ibe Yiddish. You go with the man of Mishal Oilam, then Avad it is no Shaila. Ki seitzei Eish, Umotza Koitzim, Andra Rabbi Sein Tzuvim Kumen Dorten, Aber the Sugi of Eish, there's the Machloikis and the Achot Beis, the Gemara has the Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lokish. Rabbi Yochanan says, Isha Mishim Chitzov, Rish Lokish says, Isha Mishim Amoinoi. Now the Maskon is that Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Isha Mishim Amoinoi also, whenever it's called like Chitzov, it's Isha Mishim Amoinoi. The Pell is, L'chayra, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Isha Mishim Chitzav, L'chayra is Mamish Adam Amazik. It's Mefurish in the Sugi that if you go with Isha Mishim Chitzav, Yechayiv Arbo Dvorim, like Chayiv B'chaveroi, Yechayiv B'tzicha, it's Adam Amazik Mamish. So how could the Mishnah say, in Baba Kama Daf Beis, Loya Rezeka Rezeh, and when it describes Eish, it says, Shehaim Bay Ruachayim. If Eish means Isha Mishim Chitzav, it doesn't have Ruachayim. So the Shita, all the way in the beginning, Yivavorim, he said, that's why it says in the Mishnah, in the beginning of the Mishnah it says, Shor Bor Mave Hever. Hever means Isha Mishum Mamoina. Isha Mishum Chitzav. But later it says, Layer Ezek Areyo Eish, Shein Bei Ruachayim. Then it switches mode to Isha Mishum Mamoina. That's why it switches the Shrach from Hever to Eish. The Reish that says Hever means Isha Mishum Chitzav. But when it says later, Eish doesn't have Ruachayim, that means Isha Mishum Mamoina. The problem is, what's with the Havamin of the Gemara? There was a Havamin in the Sugya on the Chof Beis that Eish only is Chitzav. The Gemara originally thought that Rabbi Yochanan only holds of Isha Mishum Chitzav, and Rish Lakish only holds of Isha Mishum Mamoina. If Rabbi Yochanan only holds the Vishim Mishim Chitzav, Vibos to the Mitzvah Mishnah, but state that Eish ain't boy Ruachayim. Also, there's a horror, the Gemara had a Havmin that maybe Mavah. We know Mavah is the Machloikas Rav and Shmuel. Is Mavah Shein or is Mavah Adam? The Gemara had a Havmin that maybe Mavah is Eish, maybe Mavah is Mayim. The Gemara said Mavah can't be Eish, because then what's going to be Mavah and Hever? What's the problem? One of them should be Isha Mishim Chitzav, one of them should be Isha Mishim Amoyne. What's the problem? If you do it in the Mukiyoitif, on the Fjur and the Dapi Arif, on the Sugin Dap Chorbez, you have the Kasha. Famous Nemuki Yosef, how do we light Shabbos candles before Shabbos? Light them on the Omer Isha Mishim Chitzov, so it's considered my chet is continuing and going into Shabbos, so I'm mamish being chayit, malocha the rites of making a fire on Shabbos. I'm making havar on Shabbos because I made a fire and my chitzov is continuing. So the Nemuki Yosef says to Yisoid, Isha Mishim Chitzov is the pshat, avad, it's your chitzov and you're doing it and you're chayit like chitzov, you're chayit dalad vorm, you're chayit l'ticha. But when did you do it? When you lit the candle. Friday afternoon, you lit a candle, and you made a fire, and it goes to Chitzav. If it goes and makes a hezek, that's your Chitzav, you did it. Not on Friday, then it will become Levi Rabbin. No, on Friday also, the time. If your Chitzav, you did it, then you chayiv a hezek. Over for Shabbos, when did you do it? You did it on Friday afternoon. The Chitzav happened in the beginning. Now, the Achroinim have a kash on this Namukhi Yotzev, the Meir Simcha, other Achroinim, that is a steer in Rav Yoichanan. They bring, the Gemara says in Tainus of Choftes, that Rabbi Yochanan said, if it was up to me, I would have said that Tisha B'Av shouldn't be Tisha B'Av, it should be Asiri B'Av. They should have made the fast day on Asiri B'Av. Because the Iker, Srefa, they started burning it mamish close to Shkia, near the end of Tisha B'Av. Everyone's already talking, so I'm breaking the fast. But that's when they got the burnt, and mostly it burnt on Yud. So Rabbi Yochanan said, if it was up to me, I would make the sign on Asiri B'Av. Because that's when mostly it burnt. So Fregen der Achroinim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Yot Isha Mishim Chitzav, and the Rabbi Yochanan said, Isha Mishim Chitzav means, you go based on the beginning when he did it. So what happened, Haka on Tisha B'Av, the beginning of the Sreifa, and that's where everything goes bust at the beginning. So what happened on Tisha B'Av, not on Asiri B'Av, and they Fregen said, and L'chor, the Kenzogan, Apash, the Teretz, and the Fana, Tachtar of them, are Beglat, Avad, the Chitzav means, it's you did it, and you did it at the beginning. For Hilchas Shabbos, you didn't do a Chilul Shabbos because it was on Friday afternoon. For Matzikim, you did it then, in the beginning, for the Hezim. But the Gavi Tisha B'Av, the Indian is the Avelis when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Without getting involved in Mona Tzvira Tavar and those in Yonim of the beginning of Chesed HaRegel, when did the Avelis happen? The Avelis happened on Asiri B'Av. That's when the Beis HaMikdash burned down. And that's why it's Shver, the Torah of Ovel V'Chafoy Roish, that they say, that Mona Tzvira Tavar is L'Chayr Shver, because the Avelis fought in Nishda until the Stimus HaGoyal, so L'Chayr Yenavart, the Daila Mevin, Yenavart is Shver. The Chinuch writes that there's two parshas. There's parshas Mishpatim and there's parshas Im Kesef Talveh. Starting from the Pesukim Im Kesef Talveh, the Chinuch counted as a separate parsha. When he breaks up the sidrais of when we're supposed to lay every week, Im Kesef Talveh is a separate parsha. He even counts it different. He says parshas Mishpatim has 16 mitzvahs essay and 8 lois essay, and then there's parshas Im Kesef Talveh has 7 mitzvahs essay and 12 mitzvahs lois essay. He counts Im Kesef Talveh as a separate parsha. So let's at least a little bit do this other parsha of Im Kesef Talveh. It says that when you take a mashkin, and it's the only person's clothes, you have to give it back. You have to give it back. The Ksois HaKhoishin in Simin Dalid brings down, I think this is the only time, I think, from the Zohar HaKadosh, that the Zohar writes that every night we give back our neshama as a pekodim, and Hashem gives it back to us. Whether we deserve it, we don't deserve it, Hashem gives it back to us. And therefore also, when the loiva gives you a mashkin, give it back to him whether he deserves it or not. V'shamataki chanon oni. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachman and chanon, and he gives us back our neshama, also give back the loiva his mashkin that he needs. U'bata baso the treifa lakeluf tashlichun oisei. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky said, why did they say tashlichun? Not tashlichu, tashlichun. He says nun is 50. The din is you're supposed to give the dogs, the treifa, the nevelas. But the Gemara says that you're supposed to be marchik in a vela, you want barbatra, marchik as an avela, in the ear, 50, chamisha mama. And you're not supposed to give the dog, the Gemara says in Shabbat, you're not supposed to give the dog food in the city, you have to do it outside. What is outside? The Gemara says in barbatra, chamisha mama. So it's tashlichu nun, lakela tashlichu nun, I say. It says it's a remez to give to the dog 50 amas away, that's the Chaim Kanievsky, in time for the crop. Says later on in the parsha, by Yoimer Moshe came to say Kol HaMishpatim. Moshe Rabbeinu told him all the different mishpatim that he taught them. Rashi says, "What's Kol HaMishpatim? We're going now before Matan Torah. Which mishpatim? This is it's Ein Mukta Mocha. We're going now before Matan Torah. What's Kol HaMishpatim? So Rashi Zayin Mitzvah Shen Etzavu Bnei Noach Shabbos Kibud Avoeim Pora Aduma V'dinim. This is a modern Rashi. We know that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that involved that what were they given in Mora? Shabbos, Kibbut Avoeim, and Dinin. Plus the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach. No mention of Parah Aduma. Rashi, earlier we had in Parshas B'Shalach, said Shabbos, Parah Aduma, V'dinin. It's a Pella. The Gemara says Kibbut Av. People wanted to suggest. It said Pay Out. It said Chof Aleph. And someone thought it's Pay Aleph and turned it into Parah Aduma. But the Gemara says Kibbut Av, not Parah Aduma. And there's a reasoning for it. The Moritz, Kashat Sifcha, right? In the Aseret HaDibros, it says Kashat Sifcha by Shabbos and Kibbut Av. That's Meramet, that in Mora they already had Shabbos and Kibbut Av. And Dinam is Choik, Shom Samloi Choik. But where's the... Where's the Makar for that it's going on Parah Aduma? And Rashi, worse, he says both. The Gemara doesn't have to close. They were given 10 mitzvahs. 7 mitzvahs B'nei Noach. For Shabbos, give it out and dinam. Rashi says Shabbos, give it out for Aduma and dinam. So, Brad, I don't have a problem that it's 11 because one of the Sheva mitzvahs is dinam. So we had that problem anyways. But I don't know what the Rashi says for Aduma. No, there are makaris that for Aduma was also given in Mara. First of all, if it was, so where's the makar? Shabbos and give it out was it says Matan Torah Kashat Sivcha. Dinam is because it says Choik. Where's the makar for Aduma? So the Balaturim says in Parshas B'Shalach, Shom Loi Chagamish, but Shom, the word Shom is Gematria, Parah Aduma. And also, if you look at the Yoytzer of Parshas Parah, It says, Mimora Chuka Gozar. In Mora already, the Chuk of Mora of Paraduma was Nigzar. So there are Makairis Taka that Paraduma also was given in Mora. But again, you have to know how it stems with the Sugin Sanhedrin. You have at the end of the Parsha, the Yidden are coming down, and first it says, Moshe made a carbon, Vayikach Moshe Chetzi Hadom, Vayosa Magonis. Half of the dam he put in the Kli, and Chetzi Hadom he was Erek on the Mizbeach. So Rashi says, Mi Cholkoi, who split it? Malach Bava Cholki. A Malach came and split it in half. What do you need a Malach for? So there's a medrash that says that really it's a pelikus. Yeshul it's something. How do they know exactly half? Must be a malach and split it. But the kashya, there are other times that we have half. It says by the minchas chavita and machatzisei baboiker, machatzisei ba'erev. There's a din a lot of times when Hashem says to do half. Go as close as possible to half as possible. Even though it's yeshul it's something. That's half. So Rabbi the Moshe Harvitz says, no, here it's not a question of yeshul it's something. It's a technical thing. Moshe Rabbeinu is catching the dam from the carbon. How does he know when it gets to half? It says it took half. And then the second half, how did he know when it got to half? If you have a kli full of dam, yes, it's not a problem of yeshul something, cut it in half. But here he didn't know where to stop taking that it should be half. Nasa v'nishma, here in our parsha also we have Nasa v'nishma. We say over the famous yesoid of the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi says, the Medrash said, because they said Nasa v'nishma, so they were zoichet to tukisarim. Why tukisarim? Fine, they were makdim Nasa v'nishma. Why zoichet to tukisarim? So the Beis Halevi is mayrach in the Indian, but just to say the vort. He says that there's two oifanim of limud ha-Torah. There's limud, which is just a hechatimtza, to know the halachas, and then there's Torah l'shma, that you learn Torah l'shem, Torah l'abdavka, to know the halachas. If Klal Yisrael would have said nishma v'nase, then that would mean, let's learn nishma, and in order to do, and then we'll do. So that's one thing of learning, the learning in order to do. But the Baal, they said nase v'nishma, they're going to first do. And to do a vadim includes learning, you have to learn in order to do. So that's already nechal nase. And then Basundur, they said, Vinishma, that's Meramah than the other kind of Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is Shem Limud. So by saying Makdim Nasa Vinishma, that's why they get Tuksar, because it's like a two kind of Limud HaTorah. He said, that's what it means, Ashley Bircho HaTorah Tchila. It says, by the reason the Korban came is Ashley Bircho HaTorah Tchila. And also Misha, it says, the Gemara says in the Dorah, someone who's a Talmud Chokham, a lot of times is not Zoych, it's a Ben Talmud Chokham, Mishim She'eni Mevorach HaTorah Tchila. Look there, because if your attitude to Torah is just a Hechatimtza to know the halachas, so it's a hechsher mitzvah. You don't have to make a bruch on it. It's just a hechatimtza to know the halachas in order to keep the mitzvahs. It's hechsher mitzvah. You don't make a bruch on hechsher mitzvah. Only someone who understands that the limud haTorah is choshev farzich, so then you make a bruch on it. And that's why a Talmud Chacham is zoichet to a ben a Talmud Chacham only if he's berech b'Torah. Why? Because if your attitude to learning is just a hechatimtza to know the halachas, why does your son have to be the Talmud Chacham? That's not in a rov in shtot. You'll ask him. Your son has to be the Talmud Chacham. No one under is not the Talmud Chacham. Make sure to have a Talmud Chacham. He'll tell you the halachas. But if you're mavorach b'Torah tchila and you show that Zok Tebeis Alevi, you show that your attitude to Torah is that the essence, there's a chashiva to limud haTorah itself. So that about you want your son Gufa to be zoicha, and therefore your son will also be a Talmud Chacham. It says Moshe Rabbeinu told the Skein of the Seir, the Biskarov said, till now Moshe Rabbeinu was shakel keneged shivim ve'echad. So he himself is the Sanhedrin. But now that he's leaving, he had to tell the Elad Skein of Omer. Now he has to bring a bezin shal shivim ve'echad. Until now he himself was the bezin shal shivim ve'echad. It says, the lashon of the pasuk, mi bal dvorim yigash aleihem. We don't have time to do Bav Metzi either, but Gans Bav Metzi is here. Mi bal dvorim yigash aleihem. The Gemara learns out from here, is the makar of Hamoyti Mechavei Olav Arayim. It's learned out from a pasuk. Now the Gemara asks, Lama Likra, Svaru, you don't need a pasuk. Mandakav Lekiva. And if you do with the famous Pnei Yeshua, that there's a difference if Hamoyti Mechavei Olav Arayim learned out from a pasuk or a svaru. Bari Vishema Bari Adif. Or there's a machlekes if Roiv is Moiti by Mamin. If it's a svaru, Mandakav Lekiva, you need a doctor. Bori is also a doctor. Roiv is also a doctor. If you hold a Moiti Mechavei Olav Arayim, a svara, Bori and Roiv would also be able to be Moiti. But if it's a pasuk, then a Moiti Mechavei Olav Arayim, Davke Eden. Moiti the Kepenei Shua, that the sugya of Bori Vishela, Bori Olav, and the sugya of whether a Moiti, of Holchim, the Lomar Achar, or Roiv, both sugyas, are totally in this child, if a Moiti Mechavei Olav Arayim is a pasuk, or a Moiti Mechavei Olav Arayim is a svara.